Go English Kids, number 76, August-September 2025. Are you happy? Pages 4 and 5. Listen. Nouns in the news. People, places and things. People. Fluent pet. Animals who talk. In this issue, this article isn't about people. It's about pets. After all, our pets are family, aren't they? Imagine a world where pets talk. They tell us when they are hungry, tired, worried, or happy. They can also tell us if they want to go outside or play. And they can also tell us if they are sick. What a great world! Here's some good news. This is actually our world. Pets can talk if you teach them. How? With Fluent Pet. What's that? Fluent Pet is a system of buttons. You program each button with one word. Then you train your pet to push the buttons to talk to you. Dogs, cats, monkeys, elephants, and even tortoises can use Fluent Pet. You don't believe me? Here are some accounts you can look at on Instagram. See for yourself. Cash, the talking dog, at Cash Cow Adventures. Elsie, the talking cat, at Elsie Wants. Tortoises, parrots and otters, at SF Teaching Zoo. If these animals can talk with Fluent Pet, your pet can talk to you too. Try it. Perhaps you'll have a fluent pet soon.
Places. Welcome to Happy, Texas. In the 19th century, cowboys took cows through the U.S. on cattle routes. Sometimes it was difficult to find water on these routes, but there was always fresh water in one place in Texas. The cowboys called it Happy Stream. Why? Because they were happy to have water. Later, people built a town on the route and called it Happy, like the stream. Today, when you arrive at Happy, you will see a sign that says, "Welcome to Happy, the town without a frown."
Things. If you want to be happy, read the Happy News. It's a British newspaper that celebrates positive news and wonderful people. It has 32 pages about positive stories worldwide. But that's not all. There is also a section called Everyday Heroes. They are normal people who do extraordinary things because they are good people. What a great newspaper!